One of the problems is you as professionals in your business, you already have the answers. And there's an interesting element that it doesn't matter if you have the answers or if the answers are right. If you're automatically giving them answers, you're not listening to them. Even if you ask great questions and you trigger response, you're not listening to them. So why take the time to start to listen to them, to encourage the reciprocity? Because at some point in time, you're going to need them to listen to you. And if I'm in an interaction with someone and I picked up that they're not listening to me, I'm done with them. I'm not going to listen to you if you don't listen to me first. Even if you're right. I'm at a conference with commercial real estate investors just a few months back. So I'm at the VIP lunch, and a guy sitting next to me starts asking me about whether or not I'm interested in investing in commercial real estate. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll bite. I'll listen to what this guy has to say. And he asked me a great open-ended question. You might notice we're trying to get you out of questions and into labels. That's an underlying theme here. So he asked me a what question. Great, great question. And I answer, and he comes back at me with an answer right away. And I'm thinking, that was a little fast. It wasn't that his answer was wrong. It was just fast. Because I know it, as a human being, at some point in time, he's going to be off track. And if he isn't listening to me now, he's never going to know when he's off track. And I know that moment is coming. So he asked me another question. I answer it. He's got an answer right away. Now he's done his research. He probably figures that whatever question he asked me, I'm going to come up with one of three answers. And he's going to have the perfect response tailored for that in advance. He's going to be ready to go. And the second time he did that to me, I just turned to the person on my other side and I never spoke to him again. Notice the fact whether or not his answers were right or wrong had nothing to do with my feelings. I have no time for somebody who doesn't listen to me because I know at some point in time they're going to have to. So this encouragement of reciprocity. Now, what's the other part of why take the time to listen to somebody? To hear them out, to use the labels and the mirrors. Anybody know what the magic response is? Exactly. That's right. Every time someone feels heard, they get two magic neurochemicals, oxytocin and serotonin. What happens when you get a dose of oxytocin? Most people know it as the bonding drug or the love drug. You know, there's a lot of people are talking about oxytocin. They're kicking it around. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Our team, we look at this stuff hard all the time. Derek and I are constantly kicking ideas back and forth. I'm talking to Troy, talking to everybody on the team. We're constantly looking at this stuff. Oxytocin, yes, is a bonding drug. You feel bonded. It's a one-way bond. A lot of people don't realize that it's a one-way bond. They're bonding with you when they get a hit of oxytocin. In a hostage negotiation business for years and years, the SWAT guys were always worried that the negotiators were going to bond with the hostage taker because it was clear the hostage taker was bonding with us. Again, this is invisible. The people watching don't know what's going on. And we were all like, you know, what are you, out of your mind? I'm trying to line this guy up for a shot between the eyes if need be. I'm not bonded to this guy. He's threatening to kill people. So it's a bonding. They're bonding with you. Andrew Huberman podcast. Huberman's a great source of neuroscience information. I'm listening. Plus, he's a good guy. Andrew happens to be a friend. And I think the world of him. But the podcast on relationships, he throws out the stat, the figure, the fact, that when they get oxytocin, it also inclines people to tell the truth. You want them to be honest with you about their situation. You want them to reveal to you what their questions are in the process. You want them to reveal to you what you don't yet know about what's driving them, why they want that price, what's behind it. All these things that are landmines if you don't uncover them. They're more likely to tell you about it if they get a hit of oxytocin. It inclines people to tell the truth. So they're bonding with you, and now they feel like telling you because they want to tell you the truth. Serotonin is a kicker. Serotonin is the neurochemical of satisfaction. What does that mean? They want less. Their home is overpriced. You want them to bond with you, be honest with you, and to want less. You got to get them to lower the price on their house or it won't sell. They need to feel heard so that you can drug them with their own neurochemicals so you can take them to where they need to be and they don't feel shoved into it. Because when they feel shoved into it, there goes your referral. And notice from our panel earlier, the way they conducted themselves on their first sale, the first time they got paid, led to referrals. And referrals are your lifeline. So the process of making them feel heard, listening to them, and hearing them out exactly as Derek has described, is critical on all of these levels.